Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Autastic, the Comedian's Guide to Autism.
Yes.
Yes.
It's great to be back.
Yes, I'm Graham Kay, and over there is...
Kirk Smith.
The Kirk Smith. We are two comedians, and we both have autism in our family. My brother is autistic.
That's right.
His son is autistic.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a podcast. We're just trying to figure stuff out. We don't know anything. We're basically two dum-dums.
This is not science.
Yes. Yeah, this is not science.
This is like the idiot's guide to autism, I think.
Yeah. But that's the whole point. It's just something that isn't depressing.
Yeah.
And maybe we could help some people out. Well, I want to talk about that quickly. All of our listeners, if we want to do an episode of letters, of reading your letters. We get a lot of really good feedback from you guys, and please keep sending it. It really helps us know that we're affecting people.
Yeah,
and it's really the best feeling in the world that this podcast is helping people. So please let us know. Send us in your letters your experiences with autism, what your situation is, anything you've learned, any advice you can give to other listeners. We'll read your letter on the air. We won't mention your name if you don't want us to. We won't, you know, whatever.
Unless you want us to.
But anyway, just please, you can do that at autasticpodcast@gmail.com, or you can find us on Facebook and message us that. I'm Graham Kay. That's Kirk Smith. We also have Autastic Podcast on Facebook.
That's true.
Look that up. You can post it on there if you want, so other people can comment on it and stuff.
A lot of good options.
Yeah. You know, you guys know how the internet works.
You're from the future.
You're listening to this on a podcast, for God's sakes.
True.
You get it. But that was my spiel. And we like to do... three sections of this podcast, the first of which is Week in Review. Now, Kirk, you have the better Week in Review.
I had, what did I do this week?
In that I don't have one, so okay. You go.
Something's better than nothing.
Yeah. Each week we like stare at each other, you got anything?
This week I was in Dallas, Texas, Dallas and Plano, and I did 11 shows in 10 days. Is that right?
Ooh.
Yeah. And did my
own. Now you're rich.
Show.
You're a millionaire.
In Mexican pesos, yes. And I had a guy come up to me after the show. I sell copies of my book, and he was excited.
Your book is Ketchup with Rice Krispies.
Very good. And Rice Krispies with Ketchup.
Rice Krispies with Ketchup. And I'm dyslexic, by the way, so I do...
I let it go. I was going to let it go.
I have another podcast about living with dyslexia, but that doesn't matter.
You've got three.
Yeah, it's all about... Yeah, it's all... They're all competing against each other, actually. So, but anyway, your book, Rice Krispies with Ketchup, you can reach it, find it on Amazon.
Yeah,
right?
It's just funny and encouraging. And if you want a signed
copy, about living with your son.
Yeah, and it's just funny and encouraging. And if you want a signed copy, you can hit me up on Facebook, and I mail them out sometimes. If you don't want to get it from Amazon, you can hit me up, and I make more money that way. But the guy was buying a book, and he had a son who'd been through a horrible accident. And he was talking about how his dreams for his son changed. And I address that in the book a little bit. Talk about how your dreams for your kids change with their abilities. And anyway, he was a fireman. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about how they have a new training for the Dallas Fire Department to handle people with autism. It was very interesting. I talked about this week. He had a mom call. Kid had really bad fever. She wanted them to go to the hospital. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't go. And he was very physical. Mm-hmm. He's like 14 and he outweighed her by quite a bit. And it was a very interesting conversation. It was encouraging to hear him say that the department, the fire department in Dallas was investing in education to give him the training necessary so nobody gets hurt.
That's so great.
So it was very, very
I love
very
that
cool.
Things are changing.
Yeah.
Sometimes good things happen in the world, guys. and society changes and the government's doing the right thing.
Don't watch politics. Just believe us.
Well, it's true. Sometimes great things happen. And he had a story about how You were telling me that they couldn't get this kid out of the house.
Yeah, they couldn't get him to leave. And so,
what was going on in the house?
He had a really bad fever, and he just did not want to leave the house.
Okay.
And he hadn't left in 5 days, and the mom was getting nervous. I was like, he needs to go to the hospital. Well, and they asked her, are you willing for us to sedate him, or what do you want to do? And so then, they're going back and forth, and he's like, we don't want to sedate this kid. He's just a kid. He just needs to see a doctor. Mm-hmm. And so then he's like, the fire chief had the idea, why don't we let him ride in the fire truck, which is against code. It's a big no-no.
Don't get them in trouble. These are heroes.
Yeah, so
that fire chief is the best.
It wasn't Dallas. It was Shreveport. Yeah. A little misdirection. They let him ride in the hospital to the ride in the fire truck to the hospital.
Is that not the most heartwarming thing you've ever heard in your life?
Yeah, let him play the sirens, and he was excited.
My God, I'm crying.
Yeah. Yeah, the guy was very emotional. He was going through a tough time with his son. He was just talking about...
Poor man.
And he's a big dude. He bought one of my double X t-shirts, too. He was a big man. He filled the whole double X. Yeah, mm-hmm. He was a big...
Texas big.
Texas fireman. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess you'd have to be an extra big in Texas to be a fireman because you're lifting Texas people.
Well, that's a big boy. Texas is the only place I take the triple X's to. The triple X t-shirts, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Double X, I take all
he's
of the
triple X. He's got to put Texas people over his shoulder and go down a ladder.
Take him down a ladder, yeah.
So he's got to.
So, and then the kid didn't want to get out of the hospital because he had a favorite hospital because he'd been to the hospital so much.
Oh.
But, it was just an encouraging thing to hear about the training they received. And, it was great. Heartwarming. Heartwarming story.
Yeah, it is heartwarming. And the kid wouldn't get out of the. He wouldn't get out of the fire truck.
Wouldn't get out of the fire truck.
That's so cute.
So they had to talk him into it, and then it was just interesting to hear like a real life.
That's nice of him to share
this week. Yeah,
good for him.
He was a hugger.
Yeah, well, yeah,
and I'm a hugger, but this guy, he had like a bear hug.
Did it feel good? Did you feel safe?
Yeah, I think I've never felt safer.
Yeah. Two grown alpha dogs just crying about their sons.
Oh, that's funny.
That's nice. Nice. And you're kind of Texan in a way, aren't you?
Yeah, I feel like.
You grew up in Ecuador, but you also spent a lot of time in Texas.
I like the sensibilities of Texas.
You seem like a Texan to me.
The straightforwardness.
You look like a Texan. You look like you were such a good quarterback in high school.
I look like I peaked in high school. I get it.
Yes. Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
And in some ways, I did.
Yeah, you look like you just walk around your small town and like a generation of women is like, ooh, Kirk Smith.
One of our buddies says, you look like you
move
to any small town and within a week become mayor.
Yeah. You?
Just a joke. No, I think it's because I don't look very threatening. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I've got the size of a man, but the face of a child. And women are like, I think I can manipulate him. Mm-hmm. And you're probably right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's my week. That's what's going on.
Mm-hmm. That's a great story. Bless that guy. That makes me happy.
It's a week with Matt Bronger a week. And it was fun. A lot of fun. Jokes.
Good shows. You got any new autism jokes? Jokes concerning your son?
I've started telling the story about, it's in the book about him not wanting to wear pants on the bus. And like his first time he had like a grown man erection. And right through the pajama opening.
Yeah.
And I don't want to spoil it for you guys reading it. But it was a good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's hard to do that without
any hands. Well, it's good design.
Yeah.
Pajamas are well made.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of kids, autistic kids have tactile issues, so they wear pajamas.
Right.
Small problem with pajamas, they have a slit right in the pee hole. So when that reaction comes, it's got an exit strategy right there.
Yeah.
So I just told a story about it.
It always happens on the bus. My brother's best friend got kicked off the bus for the same thing, but not doing it, but not being unsupervised.
The masturbation one? I think we heard this one. Yeah.
Yeah. And if you know his buddy, he's just the best guy. I love that kid, but it just makes me, I don't know. I don't imagine anyone on the bus was angry. You know what I mean? It's like Ottawa. Everyone's going to be like, oh, we get it. Look, it's just fine.
Put it away. Play times later.
God, it's so cute in a way. Like, it's so funny. Innocent,
Mm-hmm.
But
the most innocent erections around.
Exactly. And that, to me, is funny. Like, the very idea of an innocent erection makes me laugh. Such an aggressive thing. But anyway,
it's like jumbo shrimp, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean that there's two opposite words.
Okay, let's get
erection
out of the gutter here. Come on.
Oh boy,
it's a family show.
All right, I'll keep this clean.
All right, let's change topics. I can hear the people through my earphones.
We can hear the letters
going. Thank God they're changing the topic.
I see the moms with their fingers over the receiver, just waiting. Just waiting. Do I have to switch it or not?
Have they lost their minds? Anyway, let's go into the news, our second segment in the news, where we find the most pertinent article in the past week's news on autism, which, as I've said a million times, never stops astounding me how there's always something
every week.
Yeah. Anyway.
Crazy. This week, this is in The Independent.
I feel like all of the good ones come from the UK.
A lot of them.
Right?
Over half.
Yeah, it's weird.
They seem to me to give a little more of a nuanced, less like, what is it, the Daily, what is it, the one in New York, The Post, which will have like, autistic man is crazy. They'll have like a really sensational topic.
Yeah.
It's a little bit childish.
Autistic man defies odds, buys book. You're
right.
Like, relax.
Take it easy, buddy.
Yeah.
But they have like a more, so this one's like, autistic boy hospitalized after receiving holistic treatment to cure condition. Child was given a mix of 12 alternative remedies, including camel milk and silver.
We talked about silver recently on maybe a couple episodes ago. Silver treatment.
I don't think we talked about silver. We talked about chelation. Oh, yeah. Removing metals.
Yeah.
Yeah. This one, they're giving him metals.
Oh. I see. Go on.
It's probably the same silver they removed from one kid they gave somebody else.
It's a whole scam.
A four-year-old boy has been admitted to hospital after he's given holistic medicine to, quote-unquote, cure his autism, doctors have warned. Doctors, writing in the British Medical Journal, have appealed to parents of autistic children to avoid potentially dangerous treatments, urge them that rather than curing autism, such medication could put children at risk for serious harm.
Yeah. I like, you're the one who's reading, by the way, because you're better at reading than
I
am.
I still screwed it up?
Yeah. So you're making this look bad.
Sorry. We can edit this.
No.
But we won't.
No.
Doctors, Catriona.
Oh, and he does have trouble with names. I'll hop in right here. Just give me the little.
Catriona, maybe?
Catriona. Vitamin D. Oh, Catriona Boyd.
Catriona.
Yeah, Catriona
What's
Boyd.
The next one?
Abdul Mudambale.
There you go.
I nailed that first try.
That was pretty good.
Mudambale.
And if you don't believe us, you can Google it.
Mm-hmm.
These two doctors that he just said say they treated the child, who has not been named, after he was admitted to hospital with vomiting, constipation, and weight loss. After doctors examined him, they found him to be suffering from hypercalcemia, an abnormally high level of calcium in the blood, as well as a high level of vitamin D.
And way too much silver.
You know that little trick that doctors do where they pull silver coins behind your ears?
Yeah.
That's what was happening. Days after he was admitted to the hospital, his mother admitted a neuropath had told her to give the boy holistic supplements to treat his autism, including camel milk and silver. The doctors wrote, several days into his admission, the mother disclosed that for a number of months she had been giving the boy 12 different holistic supplements.
If she believes in holistic, why doesn't she just take him back to the holistic doctor? Why does she have to go to a real doctor to get him fixed?
Yeah.
I know, I've never been a parent, and I know that
people get desperate.
You get desperate. We talked about, I know. We talked about this before.
But the reality
I shouldn't
is,
be judging. It just makes me angry. The whole thing makes me
angry. You have to
be
careful because you put your kids at risk, you know?
Yes, he's puking because you're putting silver in him.
Yeah.
He's not a Coke dispenser.
No.
No, he's a little boy.
Don't make him swallow those silver coins.
No.
Yeah.
People are always like, well, we got to do these ancient things. People have been doing them for thousands of years, you know. This all this new medicine, it's just chemicals. You know, it's not natural. I'm like, yeah, okay. Cavemen lived to be like 10. There's a reason why we are all living to 100 now. And then 50 years ago, people died at 50.
Yeah.
I mean, like, modern medicine works. You know what the average life expectancy in Russia is for men?
I'm guessing early 60s, late 50s.
54.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Wow, I'm almost there. I mean, how old is I am? 54.
Yeah. Well, I mean, most of that's due to like rampant alcoholism.
It's vodka.
But you know, it's like modern medicine helps.
Yeah.
You know,
it works. It works. No, and I think it just points out that no matter how desperate you get as parents, that you still need to, yeah, think through what you're doing, and then seek the help and advice of a professional, and don't just wing it because a shaman who also does some butchering of chickens on the side has an
quack.
Idea. Yeah,
they're old timey quacks. These people, they can't. I mean, they're either crazy or evil. Can you imagine not being crazy and thinking, I'm going to milk this poor mother's money, just steal her money?
Yeah, we talked about this a few weeks ago. Last week we talked about this kid who was, quote unquote, this guy was curing autism with a slap or a punch.
Yeah.
Lunatic.
Okay.
What a terrible person.
This poor kid. Okay, well, he's going to be okay. So that's the only reason why I was joking about it, because he's okay. But, yeah. Watch out, guys.
Yeah, we know you love your kids and you want what's best for them or your loved ones, but just, yeah, be careful. Be careful. Yeah, be careful whose advice you take.
Yeah, it's dangerous. It's very dangerous. This holistic garbage is dangerous.
Yeah.
And, I mean, try and help your if you have friends that are talking about it, be like, look, send them this article. We'll post it. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? Like, it's not good. Are we done on this?
I think we're done. Our last segment is we have a segment every week we call Topic Du Jour, and we just talk about something that's on our hearts as mm-hmm. it relates, or minds as it relates to autism. And this week, Graham's got something to share.
I do. Good throw to me.
Third person referencing.
But anyway, the topic of this week's Topic Du Jour is love. Love, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't know how... Love. People with autism experience love. We don't know that. I assume it's the same as anybody receives love. But what we do know is how we receive love from our loved ones who have autism, how we receive it. Does that make sense, Kurt?
Yep.
How do we feel when they express love?
To us.
Are we experiencing the same amount of love that our contemporaries experience with their neuronormative siblings or brothers or family members?
I think that's a great question.
You know what I mean? Do we receive the same amount of love?
If Peter's neurotypical, do you receive the same amount of love either way? That's
yeah.
the question.
Yes. Yes. And why do I bring this up? Why did this come to me, this question? I always wonder it, to be honest. I've been wondering it my whole life.
Yeah, I think it's natural.
I always was jealous of my other friends growing up when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And they could share things and I couldn't share. And it, you know, I think it's the same when you're a little kid, and then it's maybe it is a little less for when you're in your teens, maybe. But as you become an adult, as we both age, my brother and I, you realize that that's not the case at all. There's no way I don't experience more. I recently went through a breakup, pretty rough breakup, and so I told my brother, obviously, and he's like, he's got my back more than anybody else in the entire world. I had been fighting with my girlfriend a few months ago, and I told my brother that we broke up. We broke up for like, 12 hours. We didn't really break up. And she had contacted Peter when we got back together, not knowing that I told Peter anything.
Yeah.
And because they would talk sometimes back and forth.
I remember.
And Peter was like, "Who's this?" He's like, "It's Jane." He's like, yeah, I deleted your phone number, so I don't know who it was." Immediately got around.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm guessing he's Team Graham.
Yeah. But anyway, he wrote me this email recently, a couple days ago, after we really did break up this time for good, which is very sad and whatever. But... I don't. We don't need to get into that. It doesn't really have anything to do with this.
That's a
podcast.
Different podcast.
Yeah, but he wrote, "Hello, Graham, and how are you feeling?" From your brother Peter. So, Graham, I understand that breaking up with Jane may have been very, very hard for you. Well, I guess it can be okay for you to feel sad or upset, but as soon as more days, weeks, months, and years have gone by, you will need to get over Jane because you can't have her on your own mind for the rest of your life. Peter. So it's very important for you to have this advice from your own brother. That made me cry. I was like, he's
nice.
He's the best. He's the best. And then he expresses it in different ways, but he's thinking about me.
Yeah.
And how easily I could have had a brother that I hate. Brothers don't get along all the time.
I know.
What if my...
I have two.
Right. Yeah. That's interesting. Yeah. So, you know, my brother could have very easily grown up to be like a Wall Street jerk. You know what I mean? I've had friends on Wall Street. I don't mean that. But you know what I mean? Like just a complete jerk. And I have a friend for life. And I never take that for granted. It took me a while to realize that.
Yeah.
But it's one of the nice things about growing up. I don't know.
He's unequivocally in your corner all the time.
Yeah. And when I call him my friend sometimes, he goes, "We are not friends. I'm your brother."
I like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, he's the best.
Well, that was great. Yeah.
What do you think?
That's one of the things I worry about from my daughter, that she doesn't have like the sibling thing where you can kind of push each other a little bit and
I think that he's affecting your daughter in good ways you don't even know.
Yeah.
I'm a better man because of my brother. She's a more caring, she understands more about life even if she doesn't realize it yet.
Yeah.
You know. Your daughter's very emotionally intelligent. You know, it is harder on her, but not everything that's hard is bad. You know, I think she's going to be fine. And you can tell from the pictures how much she loves her brother.
Yeah, my daughter's dating a guy. The backstory in this conversation is that dating a guy that I just think they're young, very young, to be so serious. And
we don't have to get into that.
Okay.
But let's talk about something equally as emotional for you. Your son. You know. How do you feel about that? Do you feel like you're missing out? I know you do. You do feel like you're missing out in terms of he can't say I love you and hug you and stuff like that.
Well, I think,
and he's obviously the more geographic, severe.
Yeah, because
than my brother
and the geographic distance between us. You know, so I don't get to see him physically as often. Well, I probably see him about as often as your brother. It's like, you know, every few months.
Mm-hmm.
So unless I'm physically in the room, it's hard to connect with them, you know.
Right.
We do the little FaceTime.
But when you do.
But when I do.
Do you feel love?
I think so. Yeah, I mean, I know so. Sometimes I think part of growing up is learning to accept that everything is not on your terms.
Yeah.
So there's things I would like.
Right.
That
there's
I don't
nothing you
have.
We were talking about something completely different off air.
Yeah.
And it's a huge inconvenience.
Yeah.
And you were like, well, there's nothing you can do about it.
No, some things are out of your control and then you have to just release and accept what you have. So I think he unequivocally loves me.
Yeah, that's what I was getting at.
And hugs me and wants to, you know, we touch noses like the Maoris do.
Don't say it if you don't believe it
it's my podcast. I don't believe it.
Yeah.
But I guess what I'm getting at is I'd love to. I don't think he's done growing emotionally or intellectually. So I'm so hopeful.
He's 17.
Yeah, that I'm going to hear those words someday. He's going to put his arms around me.
I was
make
a sociopath
eye contact
when I was 17.
And say, So yeah, I'm hoping he'll do that. Where you know, a lot of kids at 17 don't throw their arms around their dad and make eye contact and say, "I love you, Dad."
No,
nobody does
you
that.
You fist fight your dad. Yeah. Some of them when you're 17.
So I'm hopeful to still get the rest of it. But yeah, I do think he loves me. Yeah.
Great. That makes me happy. Yeah. Well, that's it. I think we did it.
That's it, guys. If you could take a second to like us on Facebook, Kirk Smith Comedy.
And Graham K. Comedy. Hey, you can add us on Twitter. You can...
Instagram, Snapchat.
You can donate at Patreon.com/autastic, patreon.com/autastic.
And just as a reminder, if you have done the long-term one and not gotten your gift, hit us up and we'll go through our records because we're so organized and figure that out. Get those to you.
Yeah, we'll send you the care package. And don't forget to hit us up if you fly to LA. I got a hot new rod.
Guys, we love you. You can do this.
Yeah. Yeah, you can.